This is KUT. Texas produces more carbon dioxide than any other state in the country. That's a problem because CO2 is a big cause of global climate change. But what if the greenhouse gas could be turned into a carbon-neutral fuel source? One group of researchers might have taken us one step closer to that reality, as KUT's Mohs Bushell reports.
Scientists at the Oak Ridge National Lab in Tennessee were looking for a way to convert CO2 into something useful. As a first step, they ran it through a process involving water, electricity, and tiny spikes of carbon and copper. Turns out, that's all they had to do. The CO2 changed to ethanol, a fuel we use today to power our cars.
Oh, it was a huge surprise.
Adam Rondinoni headed up the team that made the discovery.
It was the sort of thing that makes you glad to be a scientist.
Rondinoni says it could have special applications in a state like Texas that not only produces a lot of CO2, but also produces a lot of wind power.
That is, when there's extra electricity on the grid, when the wind turbines are really moving fast, instead of going and turning down the other generation, which costs money to do, we can just dump that into ethanol, and then the ethanol can be distributed and used.
The idea that we could take a dangerous pollutant like CO2, capture it, and turn it into a carbon-neutral fuel source has already got a lot of people excited. And maybe a little too excited, says Dan Cohan. He's an associate professor of environmental engineering at Rice University.
It's very cool science they did, and it could have some niche applications, but sorry to break the bad news, we haven't solved climate change this week.
Cohan says it remains to be seen whether using excess electricity to create ethanol is a better use for it than simply storing it in batteries. He's also skeptical that the amount of CO2 that could be used by this process would be enough to reduce climate change.
The magnitude of the problem is just far too great to think that we can soak it all up into ethanol fuel.
The team at Oak Ridge agrees there's a lot more work to do before the new technology can leave the lab and find real-world applications. Mohs Bushell, KUT News.